From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The head of the Drug Enforcement Administration is stepping down. Attorney General Eric Holder announcing Michelle Lanhart, a career agent who's led the DEA since 2007, will retire, leaving the agency next month. Lanhart has been coming under mounting pressure from lawmakers over a series of recent scandals rocking the agency. The latest embarrassment, a scathing report by a government watchdog group that accuses the DEA of taking part in sex parties with prostitutes. The White House has declined to comment on Lanhart's fate, but had expressed concerns over the Inspector General's report. Iran's foreign ministry welcomes Saudi Arabia's announcement they are ending the airstrikes in Yemen. NPR's Leila Fadl reports the announcement was made on the 27th day of Saudi-led airstrikes in the impoverished nation.
The Iranian foreign ministry spokeswoman was quoted by state media saying Iran has said there is no military solution to the problem in Yemen, and ending the airstrikes is a step forward. The announcement came from Saudi military spokesman Brigadier General Ahmed Asiri, but it doesn't mean military actions are over. He says a new operation will begin, dubbed Renewal of Hope, which will allow for evacuations and rebuilding. But he also said the Saudi-led coalition will use military force against Houthi targets if they deem it necessary. Yemenis say they are caught in the middle of a proxy war between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Leila Fadl, NPR News, Najran, Saudi Arabia.
The White House is saying U.S. aircraft carrier headed to the waters off Yemen is there to protect freedom of navigation and commerce. Navy officials confirming the USS Theodore Roosevelt, along with its accompanying vessels, will beef up security there amid reports of Iranian ships headed to Yemen, possibly carrying arms for Houthi rebels. An update on the so-called flash crash story, in which the market was at one point down 700 points. NPR's Jim Zaroli has more on that story.
The Justice Department identified the man as Navinder Sarau, a high-speed trader. He's in custody in Britain. U.S. officials say that over a five-year period, Sarau engaged in a massive effort to manipulate the price of a stock market futures contract. Officials say Sarau's trades also helped touch off the May 2010 flash crash, when the Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted 600 points within the space of a few minutes. This is the first time U.S. officials have tied the crash to a single trader. Before now, the government had blamed the drop on a computer-driven trading program operated by the mutual fund company Waddell & Reed. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Mixed close on Wall Street today, with the broader market losing ground. However, the technology-heavy NASDAQ stock market was higher. The Dow fell 85 points to close at 17,949. The Nasdaq rose 19 points, ending the day at 5,014. The Standard & Poor's 500 fell 3 points today to close at 2,097. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton appears to be distancing herself from the Obama administration when it comes to a proposed Pacific Nation trade deal. Speaking at a community college in Concord, New Hampshire today, Clinton said the country needs to focus more on domestic production and that any trade agreements need to meet the requirement of being good for U.S. jobs and wages. Clinton's campaign had previously noted she would be watching the progress of efforts to complete the so-called Trans-Pacific Partnership. Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of a U.S. bishop who failed to take action against a priest suspected of child abuse. NPR's Tom Jelton says the pontiff has come under heavy pressure to hold more priests accountable in cases involving sexual abuse.
Pope Francis says he supports a zero-tolerance policy for priests who engage in sexual abuse, but critics say he has not enforced it rigorously. Bishop Robert Finn, leader of the Kansas City St. Joseph Diocese in Missouri, waited several months before telling police that one of his priests kept sexually explicit images of young girls on his computer. Finn was charged over his failure to report the priest, and he pleaded guilty. But he was allowed to stay in office. Reformers said Finn should have been forced out for failing to uphold the church's zero-tolerance policy. Even now, he was not removed. He was allowed to resign, and the Vatican announcement gave no reason for his resignation. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.
Federal investigators say they're keeping an eye on upwards of 700 businesses in the Miami area as part of a probe into trade-based money laundering. According to U.S. Customs and Immigration officials, the focus of the probe is on electronics exporters, including those in the cell phone business. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.